This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Barbara Gray, and shout out to all the people having public breakdowns on social media, so I have an excuse to not read any books.
I'm Brandi Posey, and I'm already dreaming of tomorrow's afternoon nap.
I'm Tess Barker, and TBH, I only really drink booze because no other drugs are as readily accessible.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret? Neither can we.
Hello! We got Barbara, Brandi, and of course, Big Tess. We got show for everyone, that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
Hey, guys.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to Lady to Lady. To Lady to Lady.
Yeah.
So many ladies.
Top of the lady.
Quattro ladies.
This is our show. Mm-hmm. David's not here, so we're just
we're home
free.
Alone, baby.
Yeah, Dad's out of town.
Hey, I'm sitting Aaron's in your party. Seat, David.
Yeah. Feel weird? I'm sitting in David's seat.
I know. Yeah. How does it feel?
It feels powerful. Okay. I feel like David. I feel very clean.
Clean.
He's always very well put together.
Yeah,
he is.
Smells nice.
He does smell nice.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's like he takes the time to get the expensive body wash, which a lot of men don't do.
Yeah. Also, he just showers a lot, I think.
Yeah.
Also, like, I mean, regularly. It's like
nails deodorant is like, I always think it's cologne, but it's always their deodorant.
It's like the sexiest smell.
Yeah.
I mean,
I honestly wear male deodorant most days.
I do too. If I wear deodorant, I wear male deodorant.
Yeah. Old Spice Swagger.
Mm. I was going to say, Old Spice deodorant, the best smell.
Yes. It is the best. Just give me that armpit. Like,
yeah. Putting like deodorant on my neck and shit. Yeah. Just like,
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
I'm an Old Spice Kraken Guard girl. No big deal.
What's Kraken Guard?
It has a picture of the Kraken on the front of it.
Cool. Old Spice has really like done well with edition. their marketing.
Yeah, and they could have been notch. Axe.
Yeah, they could have
been. They're not.
And they went they went Terry Crews. You know what I mean? Like, they just went in that direction. I love it. They read some think pieces. Like, that's a deodorant that reads a think piece. Old Spice.
And it's just a classic. It's just like, haven't we just like loved the smell of Old Spice for our whole life?
Yeah. Yeah, my high school crush wore it, and I always think of him.
I think that's what it is. It reminds you of your high school crush. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why Old Spice smells good. Yeah, because it reminds me of like the lockers in the morning.
Wait, what?
like boys
in the
morning. Yeah, like it reminds me of like the morning, like everyone just took a
shower. Oh, I thought you meant the lockers in the gym, the boys' gym.
Yeah, because I was
sneaking in there.
I wish.
Like, you just like open up their locker and you're inside of it.
You're just like,
I came for the Old really Spice. Good. Yeah.
That fourth voice, by the way, is Tilly, everybody. Our
guest.
What's
up? Yeah, I'm so excited.
Awesome musician on Warped Tour this summer. So, yeah. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So I'm glad you are into the smell of Old Spice. Hell yeah, that's exciting. Do you think that, like, do young boys, do they still use Old Spice, or are they an Axe generation? Well, like, how is that?
What I was gonna say is, like, when I feel like in high school everyone I knew wore Axe was the thing. So I feel like Old Spice was just recently introduced to me.
Oh really?
Oh, yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah, I was working with this producer in New York, and he wore it, and I just was like, we worked together for like 10 days straight, and we were like sleeping on his couch, and then we would work for like 16 hours, and I was addicted to that smell after that. I was bought like 10 fucking deodorants. I was like,
yes. It is a great smell. Yeah, I love it a lot.
It's so good.
Yeah. I do remember substitute teaching and a really bad Axe problem. Like, the high school halls are reeking of Axe these days.
Yeah.
Also, Beverly Hills.
I subbed in Beverly Hills. Yeah, so very Axe-y.
It feels very Axe-y over there.
Yeah.
A lot of, like,
it's the Axiom of
Axe. Is it the spray? Is it, like, people like the...
If it's smelling that bad, I would
assume. It's probably
because you have to remember, in high school, we are covering up cigarettes, weed, BO. Yeah. You're trying to fuck
very
girls.
Smart, like, very smart. Yeah. Very
a lot of body
crafty. No one knows what's going on when you stink of Axe bodies.
We're like, what have you been doing? You smell like Axe. It's like, you know, you've been up to something.
You're better off smelling of ass than Axe.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the weirdest thing. I used to be a Lyft driver, and like once a night, there would always be one person that would get into your car that reeked so much of either Axe or perfume. Like some women would do it too. And you'd be like, are you a dead person?
Yeah.
Like, what are you covering? Are you is your body rotting off of its bones? Like that's what it feels
so
like.
One time for like some event or something, I got this like, you know, the grab bag or whatever, where they gave us a full bottle of Chanel No. 5, and I was like, oh, that's so nice. It's like such an expensive perfume, but like it is so, I don't know if you guys have ever put on or smelled Chanel No. 5.
It smells like grandma. It's like a
grandma ass. Yeah. Like it sounds so romantic. It smells.
Ooh, I hate it. Yeah, I hate those.
It's like too like dense and like, what's that?
Floral?
What's the word?
Is it
floral? Like a funeral
It's kind of floral, but
dense,
more spicy.
It's dense, like it's way spicy. Too intense. You smell it, you're like not refreshed. You're like,
no.
Yeah.
Like, you feel like you just woke up at 1 p.m. in Louisiana.
Yeah.
And that's the fifth version.
And
of
you
it.
Put it, you rub the breakfast burrito on your arms.
Yeah.
You're on your grandma's couch. Like, there has to be a grandma somewhere.
Absolutely. Oh,
all the grandmas. I think I ended up giving it to a grandma, like a friend's grandma, because that's the grandmas are loving it still.
Yeah.
Maybe because their senses are dulled. But I guess it does. I mean, but can you imagine a world where everyone just smelled like Chanel No. 5, like the young people did?
Oh, no. God.
I think it's strange to have like a scent that is like your scent that you're like, this is what I smell like forever, you know?
Yeah.
Like I think that's maybe gone away a little bit more.
I have certain ones that I do continually gravitate back to.
But like you don't wear it every day. I know like my aunt and my grandmothers were always like, they smelled exact. It was a uniform smell. Mm-hmm. It's so weird.
That is weird.
It's so
I have like four different. I have two perfumes and two colognes, and I just switch off. Like it's like a mood thing. Like how I'm feeling today.
Exactly. But do you put them on all the time? I have one thing of perfume that I like, and it's like very light. But I will do it. I mean, like 3 times a year, maybe. I do not use it.
I use it. I don't do it every day. And it's then just when I think about it.
And then I feel weird if I do it because I feel like someone's going to be like, why the fuck are you wearing? Because I never do, you know?
Like lipstick kind of?
Yeah, it's like a lip stain. It's like
I like to announce my present to people's noses.
I just feel like I think I'm showing my cards because if I do wear it, it means I'm like going on a date with somebody I really like or
you're
something.
Trying.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, like I'm trying. They know I'm trying.
Yeah,
you know?
You're putting out the scent of your flower.
That's exactly, yeah, and I only spray it there. So.
Yeah.
You know what's weird is like, anytime I've worn cologne is when I feel like men have been like, oh, like, you smell so good. And I'm like, isn't
like
this
you.
Supposed to attract women? Like, isn't it supposed to like have the opposite effect? And it's always the men, I mean, I guess
they all want to fuck themselves.
Yeah,
so.
Basically. Yeah. Yeah. I was like,
it's
okay.
Familiar. They're
you fucking
on
narcissist.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I got to try this. This is a new experiment for Barbie.
Oh, wow. That was creepy.
That was really creepy.
Barbie, for those of you that's wearing here, Barbara was tapping together her fingers.
I was doing the Mr. Burns.
Just a finger tap. You've also never called yourself Barbie. I've known you for almost a decade.
Yeah.
You've never
this
called
is the
yourself
first Barbie.
At home, with my roommate sometimes, I'll say Auntie Barbie.
Auntie Barbie.
And it pretty much has to come with the finger tap.
Oh, the finger tap's implied with Auntie Barbie.
Auntie Barbie definitely. An Auntie Barbie. She wears Chanel No. 5 for sure.
Oh, big time.
God.
Don't worry, Barb. We know what to get you now.
Yes. The good news is that means you can start using a cigarette holder, too.
Oh, thank God. I've been waiting.
That should come in like the little gift set that you get for Christmas. Yeah, you get like that. You get like a body wash and you get like a cigarette holder.
And like grandma's starter kit when you like your like 70th birthday.
Definitely some, what is it called? The dried flowers. What is it?
Potpourri.
Potpourri.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Dude, why do grandmas buy you soap? Like, that's just the lamest gift. They always get you like a bar of soap and you're just like,
I think soap and lotion in general, like lotion can be good, but there's so much cheap, shitty stuff out there.
I don't want like shitty lotion. But if you're going to give me some like Lush, like I do like organic, but it's never the good shit. It's always like it's like, oh, thank you. I really needed a soap shaped like a Canadian maple leaf.
Let me
just put this in my bathroom.
Yeah.
Also, I don't trust people who use bar soap in their bathroom.
Yeah.
Like,
and
to wash their hands.
Mm.
Yeah, well, you can't.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
you gotta so have unsanitary.
Yeah. You gotta have a pump there.
Yeah, and if there's both, that's fine. But it's like, But it's like, I know, I like when I go into guys' room, they just have that white bar.
Oh,
just
like collecting like hair and
dust. Oh, yes, it always has, like, on it.
Strand of fire.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Absolutely. Ew. Lingering, and you're just like, ah!
Who is doing that?
God, that's mostly guys.
Men. Mostly guys.
Yeah. Guys, bar soap, and then they also love a 3-in-1.
Oh, God.
They love, yeah,
they love
Irish
a body wash, shampoo,
Irish
conditioner.
Spring. Yeah, Irish.
Oh, my. That is the most guy fucking soap of all time.
Yep.
That's how you know a guy hasn't met the right woman is he's still using Irish
Spring. Yeah, he's got a five pack under the sink.
Amazing. You see that and you're like, I'm out.
Uh-oh. Your mom still does your laundry.
Yeah. Irish Spring makes your skin so dry.
It's so
it has
gross.
No good properties.
No.
It's like you're paying just
it's
as
like
much.
Dawn dish soap.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, basically.
Use Dove.
Dawn's probably better.
Yeah, literally, than Irish Spring. And the worst is when you're like sleeping at a guy's house and all he's got is Irish fucking Spring. At least he's got the Old Spice deodorant for you to use in the morning. Yeah.
Like, I'm going to have to moisturize with this deodorant now because this is the best thing to do. Shit.
And then they also only have that crappy lotion that they use for jerking off. They don't have things. Yeah, it's either Jergens or Vaseline.
Jergens.
Oh, God.
Jergens.
Yeah, they should honestly change their name. Yeah, come on. You're not fooling anybody. We know.
We know. I've seen your ashy elbows.
Yeah.
You're not using it to moisturize yourself.
Just own your brand, okay? Jergens. Just change it now. Get the trademark. Just fuck it. By the way, are we allowed to cuss?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Absolutely, yeah.
Awesome. Great. Big time.
Yeah. All of our guy listeners, if you are still in your Irish Spring phase, go out, just buy a conditioner. It doesn't need to be just any conditioner.
Yeah.
Just have it.
Yeah.
If you ever want to have a lady over.
Just three separate bottles. You have to do.
But are they the smart ones? And are we being, or do we actually need the conditioner? Or are they being smart ones being like, no, I don't need this?
I feel like my products work.
Yeah.
I feel like my products work.
I believe strongly in my products.
You know how your hair feels when you use that shit.
It's just
exactly. Feels like fucking hay afterwards.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
My hair's already like that anyway because it's bleached to shit. So it's like, can't be messing around with.
Exactly. And like, you're trying to wash off your makeup. You're like, I guess I'll use this pube soap.
Yeah.
Like, you've got to have separate things for separate places.
Absolutely.
Pube soap. Again, though. Again, I think we might have been tricked a little bit. You don't need that many separate soaps.
You don't need that many, but you do need.
Three.
You know what?
Yeah, you need three.
You know what?
Three.
I think it's important. Go buy hotel rules. Hotel has a face soap and a body soap.
Yeah.
And they have a shampoo, conditioner, and moisturizer.
Separately.
Yeah. And that, I think, because a hotel isn't going to give you more than you need because they're cheap as shit.
That's a good rule of thumb.
Yeah. So whatever the hotel gives you is what you should have.
And here's where I'll make it up to you guys.
Yes.
Coconut oil, you can use like 8 different ways. So there's your 8-in-1.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
You can use that
as anything. Irish Springs in a jar of coconut oil in their bathroom.
Maybe wait for the coconut oil until you have other products to disguise it.
Yeah. It can't be your second purchase. That's more of like
a giant vat of coconut oil next to their.
You know, too, that like when you go and talk to your girlfriends about it, like, how was the date? This is fine, but you know, I just had a massive vat of like coconut oil and pubey hand soap. That's like all you take away from
absolutely.
It, too. Those two tiny
I
things.
Mean, and I really wish that, like, instead of on Tinder, oh, wait, somebody has this joke. But they should show pictures of the guys' bathrooms.
Yeah.
That's like
should.
What it should be. Like,
because that's really.
That tells me a lot.
Oh,
about
sure.
You.
And like, usually that, fuck the dick. You see the bathroom too late.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know how many mildewy towels I smelled after I fucked someone.
Oh, I know. Or how about like you're peeing and you look at their shower and you're like, I just let someone inside me who has a brown shower.
Yeah.
Or they have no toilet paper.
No toilet paper.
I don't want
to
get a UTI and then I just have to like wander in the dark in this fucking house.
Oh my God. This is giving me anxiety, honestly. I'm so anxious right now. I'm like, no.
A lot of listeners have PTSD happening right now.
It's like my college boyfriend all over again.
Yeah.
When I started dating Sean, Sean's pretty clean, but for like the first 6 months we were dating, he had a felt blanket stapled to his window instead of a curtain.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
And I would be like, I'll buy you a curtain. And he's like, no, I like the blanket.
No.
You don't like the blanket.
No, you don't.
No,
why
you don't.
Would you? Why?
No.
Yeah.
You can have no opinion about the blanket or be ashamed of the blanket. There is no liking the blanket.
Accurate. Very accurate. Or just like a mattress on the ground with like one pillow and a blanket. And you're just like, Huh. I thought you wanted to get fucked. Why don't you have two pillows?
Yeah. Like, yeah. Just buy pillows like you're going to get laid.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. Seriously.
Yeah. Just a fitted sheet. And ladies, like, I think let's stop fucking guys who only have one pillow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That because should be a great. But again, too late. You find out too late.
You do find out too late.
I mean, obviously, you could walk into their house and see one pillow and leave.
No, but you're not going to.
But that's
what we need to start doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You like walk into the room and making out what's going on. And you're like, hold up. You only got one pillow. I'm fucking out.
Yeah. That should be happening instead of nudes first, I think.
Yeah.
Just like, show me your bedroom. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. How old is the Red Hot Chili Peppers poster? Okay. Yeah. Great. Gotcha.
Do you have a pile of laundry that is level with your bed? Yeah. Have you ever like roll over and you think you're still on the mattress, but it's your laundry?
Oh, just in their dirty ass boxers and mildewy towels. Yep. Just like, oh, yep. Fuck.
Oh, God. I will say, when I was recently dating a very young man, uh-huh. and he had a mattress in the living room on the floor.
Oh, Auntie Barbie.
And like, we were sitting there and we were watching TV and I was like, where's a garbage bag? I'm cleaning up your living room.
Oh my God.
I can't do this.
I used to do that when I was a little kid. Like, I would go to my friend's house and be like, do you guys want to like play house? And I'd be like, yeah. And I'd be like, all right, cool. Just sit over there. I need to fucking clean your room first because like, we cannot play in this chaos. Yeah.
This is part of playing house. Part of playing house is we clean up.
Yeah. I'm like, But I dated this guy recently. Well, I didn't really date him. I was at the show and I saw this really hot guy and I was like, do you want to make out? And he was like, yeah. So we made out and then he's like, he left in his Uber and like came back and was like, actually, do you want to go to my house? And I was like, sure. And he lived in like this apartment and his bedroom was like one of those like Asian curtains that's like, you know, bamboo or something. In like the corner of the living room, and then he had like those beads. That was his door, and it was like the fake room, a mattress on the floor.
Oh
and I was, like,
God!
To have the confidence to bring somebody back to your room when you don't even have a room.
Yeah, but I mean, if you saw his face, though, you'd be like, oh, fair.
and sometimes it's worth it, and it just evens out.
Yeah. Then I found, he's like a Wilhelmina model, and then usually I don't like that. He's like half Asian, and I was like, damn, kid. But he was like younger than me, and I was like, okay, I gotta go. Like, this is just too much. Yeah. You're beautiful, but like, I can't.
Yeah.
Like, too many red flags.
I know. That's how I found myself in that situation, too, with the young guy. I was just like, but you're so hot.
Yeah.
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 I mean, it happens to the best of us. And like, you know what? That's what you remember is their hot body, not not their towels on the floor.
Yeah. I mean, sort of.
Well, it's probably I'm trying to be optimistic, but really you remember both.
Walls are sexy.
You know what I mean?
Walls to a room are kind of sexy.
Yeah.
Kind of nice.
I wanted to say, speaking of
Jerkins. Jerkins lotion.
Shout out to the listener who bought
the
sex machine that was sent to us. We were sent like a...
Oh, Tilly.
We were sent...
It's been an interesting month.
A dildo sex machine thing with a bunch of attachments.
A PR company.
Motor bunny starter kit. And we wanted to sell it.
And we did.
And we did to a listener, even. So thank you.
Yeah, wait, what does this even look like?
It
what
looks
is
like this? Brandy will show you.
It looks like this.
Whoa.
They sent us that.
And you sit on it?
Yeah, you sit on it. And then there's...
It looks really fun.
There's a dial
that vibrates.
For vibration and for spinning.
Oh,
yeah,
spinning.
It spins.
I'm a swivel on this thing.
Spins and vibrates.
Also,
you can swivel
on
it.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Yeah. It's like a riding a bull, but inside of you.
Wow.
Have you guys ever? Me and my friends got in this really deep hole of like sex bots. And
oh well, yeah, I've been down that hole.
Yeah.
Have you
seen the documentary on Netflix?
No.
I think it's called like My Sex Bot, and. Oh God, we just watched so many documentaries on it. But there's this one where there's like a guy sex bot with like, you know, dick and it like thrust and stuff.
Oh,
and
it's
like,
so weird.
Oh God, it's so weird. And his like plastic dick was on the table and it was like, it was just so horrible. And his neck was like going like this too. And it was just like, oh.
How is that attractive?
Oh, God, I don't know.
I still think I would probably be able to make myself come with any male sex bot.
I don't think I could.
I would rather have a motor bunny than like something with a face that was not alive.
I could make it work though.
Oh god, it's so you can like replace their faces. Like if you get bored of their face, you put a new one on it. And there's this one guy that I like watched in one of the documentaries. He was one of the main characters, and I was watching another one, and I saw him in the background at a convention. I was like, "It's him!" Like, I was "I'm way too deep. I like know the central players
Isn't
in this
that
scene
creepy
now."
When you find yourself like too, you're like, "I know too much."
Yeah. And they're giving them AI. Right. So like,
I don't like that.
Yeah. So like, it's becoming this whole thing of like, do we have to ask the robots if they consent to have sex?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And because they're making them like be able to kind of interact with you a little bit before you fuck their holes.
Just like figure out how to make eye contact with the person and go get coffee. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just don't lose that skill.
You know what though? I don't necessarily agree. There's a lot of people that like, so it's just not.
Yeah,
for them.
They could have it.
You know what's weird? Yeah. There's a lot of people in that documentary that have like girlfriends or wives or boyfriends that, well, mostly it's all men, but that like, also want to like fuck sex bots.
Yeah, it's like a fetish
thing. Yeah, it's fucking insane. And like this one guy had this lady come in and hypnotize his wife to be a sex bot.
Whoa.
So
that's
she was like,
oh, I don't like that at all.
She agreed to that?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Whoa. And she was like, I don't believe she was actually hypnotized. Yeah, she was acting and
it's
she
a part
was like,
of her, yeah.
Yeah, but then like, it's like, sure, let's do like role play. Don't hypnotize me.
Yeah.
Don't bring a hypnotist into the bedroom.
I watched one of the the Real Doll documentaries recently, and like and the guy had like a bunch of the, you know, it was all creepy because a lot of them were like folded up under his bed and stuff.
Yep. Yeah.
And
what are you supposed to do? Set them out for a dinner party? Like, where do you store them?
Yeah. And he had a lot of them though.
Is this the one where he had one of them was like sleeping in his bed, and he came in, he's like, "Hope she's sleeping." Like he was surprised. Like, he's like, "I guess she's still sleeping."
Yeah,
I was like, oh,
really tired her out last night. And then he makes
her
high five.
They like
him.
Saying that.
And her tits are just out. Like she's like spread on the bed. She's like, "Guess she's taking a nap." Like, oh fuck's sake.
I mean, but it was funny because he started dating a woman, and he was like, "You know, I have this thing," and she was kind of like, "Okay, that's cool," you know. And then she came over for his birthday party, and they were all sitting on the couch. There was like five of them on the couch, and like
legs are spread. Their legs are always spread.
Yeah, they're all like sitting on the couch, and she's like, "How many do you have?" She didn't realize he had a ton of them, and then like they like blow out the candles for his birthday. And it was
they just
like
pushing a stomach and air coming out of their mouth.
And so, and then she was like, "Uh-huh." And then like the text was like, "They didn't date very much longer."
No. No.
No, I mean, you have to run, right? Like, I don't think
I think like part of it would be, I would be insecure because they have perfect bodies. Like they make them perfect.
Yeah. Well, also it means that like you have confirmation that this guy truly sees women as literal objects.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. They want like someone to be completely submissive.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah,
no opinion, no fighting back. No, I want this. It's like
no agency. Like that's what turns you on, is just seeing me as like this inanimate object.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
what Jeffrey Dahmer was trying to
do. Yeah. They want to mold the exact thing that they want. But I will say, like I said, there are some guys in it who I see who I'm like, they're guys that just like have had zero luck with women ever. And like, they're like, I want somebody who will completely accept me. And they've never found that. And I don't know. It doesn't happen for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I mean, look, if you're just going to, instead of that, go around and try to date humans and be a fucking shitball to them, then please date a robot.
Yeah, fine. Fuck a robot.
You know, the singularity is nigh. There's nothing we can do about it. It's coming.
And anyway, so are people inside of it.
See you soon.
Be right back, guys.
Hey, we're back in Lady to Lady. I'm Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess. Sorry, go ahead.
No, get it.
I'm Tilly, eating chips. Interrupting people, fucking everything up.
No, you're great. You're great.
I should have let you interrupt me. I have chips in my mouth, too.
We got some French onion sun chips on the table.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not an official taste test. Although, Barbara has a controversial opinion about sun chips.
I don't like them that much. I don't like the flavor. I've been eating them still, obviously.
You're a real hero.
Thank you so much.
It's very brave of you.
I know. I mean, I hate Doritos.
What?
I hate Doritos.
You know what? They're okay, but like they get like weird. They make me feel like I'm just eating bad breath.
Honestly.
Yeah, exactly.
The best part of Doritos is licking the dust off your finger.
Oh. Yeah, I do like that's the best part.
Cheetos. I'll take Cheetos for that.
I don't like hot Cheetos.
What?
Yeah, I don't like any of that family.
You're not a munchie girl?
No.
Oh my god.
No. If I eat munchies, I only eat the Sun Chips out of them.
Do you think when you tried to make them is what turned you off, or did you just
never like
them liked
it? That's why it was so bad when I tried to make them. I had when I worked at MTV News, I had this like project where I got real cocky and like I had to write stuff every day. So my boss was like, "Can you do a thing where you recreate chip flavors?" And I was like, "Yeah, I know how to cook." Yeah. And so I thought I could just recreate like Flamin' Hot Cheetos at home, and it was a huge disaster. And I ended up spending 11
they
hours.
They were gray. They came out gray.
It was the most disgusting. We will post it in the Facebook group, but we will post a link to this MTV article, which MTV ran. MTV ran this article. It is the most rancid. I can't even call it food when I made. It looked like cat shit. And no. I was just in the kitchen for like 11 hours sampling MSG.
Yeah.
Should oh, yeah, who we sent to a listener.
Yeah, we sent to a listener.
She had a bunch of leftover MSG.
Uh-huh.
How did you feel? Did it, like, fuck
you up? Horrible.
Oh.
I think I went somewhere with you that day, Brandy, and I was, like, vibrating. I was like, I've eaten so much MSG
today.
Oh,
my God.
Like, it was disgusting.
I was very concerned for you.
Just shooting it back. Just like.
Yeah, because everything I made was so gross, and I had to try it to see how gross it was. And then I was like, well, I have to make another batch because this is so bad, and that just kept happening. You guys, it's really hilarious.
Definitely want to see that.
We're crunching on the podcast, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to read these, the back of this cashew thing really quick. Saheli snacks are crafted in Seattle, Washington using thoughtfully sourced ingredients. We hope they inspire you to live adventurously and savor every moment in life. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
God, you're fucking cashews. Shit.
Yeah. This decision that I made today was based on the cashews I ate. I mean, I'm just so inspired.
We bought you at 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I just love copy on stuff these days. Like, dude, it's so funny.
This morning we were watching the basketball game and there's this this Taco Bell commercial that I was cackling. Taco Bell's new jingle is "When your morning is hell, just go to Taco Bell."
No,
I know. I saw that.
I relate.
That's funny.
I was so hungover the other morning, and I was like, "Does Taco Bell have breakfast?" And I was
"They do."
Yes.
And it was tight as fuck. So
was it good?
Honestly,
I've never had it.
It was tight. I love Taco
What's
Bell.
What's in it?
Sponsor me, please.
They do a crunch wrap with a hash brown,
okay.
And like sausage and eggs, right?
Yeah, I didn't get that, but they have like so much stuff. They have like breakfast tacos and like
breakfast tacos?
Like potato breakfast tacos.
Yeah.
Dude, it's fucking tight.
Do you guys remember the cheesy potatoes the Taco Bell used to have?
Yeah.
That like $1
that
side.
Came in the bag?
I mean, I remember the tater tots.
I remember the
those were so good.
Can you still get the cheesy potatoes?
So, yeah, I was just talking to someone. They say they get that added to all their burritos.
Oh.
You can get them added. I don't know if it's not a side on the menu anymore. Because it used to be like a little thing that was like potatoes with like sour cream and cheese and a couple of chives on them.
I always liked those, and I always really liked the cinnamon twisties too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did they get rid of those?
I think so.
Fuck.
Yeah.
No,
I think they still have them.
Also, that's the only place you can get Baja Blast.
True. Really? It's like, that's it?
Yeah, yeah. It's the only place I've ever seen Baja Blast Mountain Dew.
Wow, what's Baja Blast?
It's like the...
It's like the blue Mountain Dew.
The aqua-colored blue. It's the only soda that I still like to drink.
No, ma'am.
That's my version of, like, an energy drink. If I'm, like, going somewhere, I need to, like, and then just
get a
crash.
Baja Blast. A lot of caffeine.
Yeah. You just get it, and then you crash 2 hours later. Like, a Baja Blast. That'll do it.
Yeah, that's a Baja Blast. That's a 2 hour. Yeah.
Real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My stepbrother, like, lives off Mountain Dew, and I'm like,
God.
What are you doing?
Gotta get off
this is
shit.
Really bad.
Yeah.
Like, he'll drink, like, 6 or 7 a day.
Oh, my it's God. Intense. How old is he?
Yeah.
He's, like... 16 now.
Oh yeah, he's fine. He's got that teenager.
It is weird though. With like, you just like have no idea how bad shit is for you when you're a kid. You're like, everything's fine. Yeah. It just goes away. Like,
that's no matters. Yeah. Even if somebody tells you, you're just like, you're drinking like death, literally.
Yeah,
you're drinking death. And he's like, I don't care.
Yeah,
yeah. It's like,
yeah.
Boys don't drink water from the time they're 15 until the time they're 25. Like, it's a decade of them just drinking sodas, and then they're like, why do I feel so bad? I don't know. That's when you start becoming a man, is when you start drinking water
and losing the Irish Spring.
Right, yes. Exactly. Yes. The Irish Spring. Yeah, everything gets, all the blue, fake blue color starts getting taken out of your life.
I don't know that I hate it, right?
I mean, it tastes fine.
It's pretty good.
It's like good, but it's like just how it makes you feel. You feel like garbage.
Yeah. Mountain Dew?
Yeah.
Mountain Dew.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like this flavor of it is good.
Yeah. I guess all soda tastes the same to me, kind of.
I only like the Baja, and I only get it maybe 6 times a year.
Mm. Yeah, special occasions.
Yeah, it's like a break the glass situation. Yeah,
right, right, right.
When I, like, need to be caffeinated, but also need to go to sleep within 4 hours.
Right.
That's because it will just, like, a sugar rush then goes away. Like, that's... Because a coffee will fuck me up for, like, 6 hours.
That's a good point.
Yeah, yeah.
Putting that in the back pocket.
Yeah. Get a Baja Blast from a Taco Bell. Have a Baja Blast. At Taco Bell.
We're going to play a game to get to know you a little bit better.
Okay.
Yeah, Daily.
It's called Who, What, When, Where, Why. And here's the theme song. okay, here we go. Who are you most excited about seeing on Warped Tour?
Creeper.
Yeah.
I don't know them. I don't know any band, so I'm not going to know anything.
I have a question for you. You're on Warped Tour this year. Yep. How many of the bands were you aware of already? And I'm not putting you on the spot because I always look every year at the list to be like, how in touch am I? Oh, no.
Yeah, I feel pretty out of touch. I feel like I love Warped Tour. I grew up going to Warped Tour and I absolutely love it. I feel like now the music that I listen to is a bit more like indie, or I'll listen to like older music or something. So I'm not super in touch with like a lot of the Warped Tour bands.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be cool then, because you get to probably discover some new shit there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's going to be so good. How many bands are on it? Like 40 or something, or more
it's
or less?
A lot.
Probably more.
Yeah.
It looks like more on the flyers. Mm-hmm. Looks like.
So are you going to be on like a bus with other bands and stuff? Or are you on your own?
So I'm only doing 2 weeks. So we're just going to we're going to be vanning it.
Nice.
Roughing and toughing it.
Nice.
But it's my first tour, so
cool.
Got to put in the
got to do
the dirty work.
Probably a good time for some Mountain Dew Baja.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. That's going to come in really handy.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to live at Taco Bell this summer.
Yeah.
I mean, shitty food really does taste so much like more permissible on the road.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. As soon as you're on the highway, you're just like,
Like, are you even at the airport if you don't get McDonald's breakfast?
No.
Bullshit. Yeah. Like, and it's like the price. You're like, no price is too high.
Yeah.
No calorie count too high.
But I remember you saying this a while ago where you're like, we got it because we travel all the time.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, at some point, You can't use an excuse, but it's just like, oh well, I have to do it. It's just the only thing.
Yeah. Your whole life can't be the exception.
Right,
exactly.
but I want it to be.
Yeah, so. Well, and it kind of is.
I could die tomorrow, so McDonald's it is.
Yeah.
No, exactly. Every day. Yeah. It's been really hard, like, since the election to be like, but what if I just eat healthy all the time? But a nuke could drop at
exactly.
any moment.
Exactly. I say that all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Anytime I hesitate, I'm like, fuck it. It's Donald Trump's world, so.
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah.
I tweeted about this the other day, but, like, what do you feel like he eats? Because I feel like it's almost
garbage.
Chicken like, fingers exclusively.
Yeah, he's like KFC. I seriously think that's been like publicized. Yeah,
well, I mean, I've seen the picture of him eating it. Yeah. But I thought that also was a publicity stunt.
No, I think I read in one of the many nightmarish profiles I read on him that like that's like a psychopathic thing where he eats that like every day.
No, he's like a Mountain Dew motherfucker.
Yeah,
that Mountain Dew motherfucker.
Yeah,
I mean, I was just thinking, I was like, how many like? But I was like, God, the White House kitchen must just be making garbage. God. Constantly.
Those poor chefs. Those poor chefs are like,
I'm a world class chef, and like, let me just take out this frozen. Like,
well, he probably brought in I think eats at Mar-a-Lago more than often than not.
Yeah.
And B, he probably like brought in the nasty Mar-a-Lago chefs.
Have
you guys read that article that was in I think the New Yorker about the Mar-a-Lago restaurant?
What is that?
It's
his Florida. Like resort that he like goes to all the time.
Yeah.
Right,
where he conducts
business. Yeah.
But his like Trump Mar-a-Lago restaurant. Or is it Mar-a-Lago? It's some Donald Trump. Maybe it's the one in New York.
No, it's his restaurant at the Trump Tower. It's the Trump Tower.
Yes, it's so funny.
The funniest thing ever. And there's
what is like the menu of it?
It's this girl, and she just spends the night at the restaurant, and she reviews it, and it's like there are spelling errors all over the menu. They bring her martini in like a. What is it?
They
like
bring her martini in a wine glass.
Yeah, in a wine glass.
With ice cubes.
Yeah.
In it. And it's like, it's the nastiest looking thing I have ever seen in my life. Wait,
what
I have to show you.
What kind of stuff is on the menu? Chicken nuggets?
It's probably just steak. Like Americana basic shit. Yeah. Also, he eats his steaks well done, like hockey puck well done.
Oh, no.
It's like,
yeah.
So disgusting.
And also, I think that's like where they have, I think they have the taco salad or whatever.
That's the famous
taco. Yeah, yeah. And everyone like gets that and they're like, I don't. I'm so cultured.
Yeah, there's no way it's good. It seems like he would own a restaurant that where the salads were just like coated
it's
in
just
dressing.
Ranch.
It's just ranch, dressing yeah. and cheese.
Oh my yeah, god, like this picture, nuts. The picture of this martini is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
I was crying, I was laughing so hard reading this article. It's yeah, so insane. Look at this martini.
No,
it's like a sunken olive.
And it's like water. Oh my god, with ice and a sunken olive. It's just like, what in the fuck?
It's so insane.
This is him. This is Trump. That like is so nutty as a person,
yeah, as a cocktail.
You know, fucking nutshell.
Fucking dumb douche.
God, oh my shit. God.
So Creeper on Warped Tour. That's exciting. Oh my god. All right. Okay. Next question. What instrument do you still wish you could play?
Ooh, I would love to play the violin.
Yeah.
Or I do play piano, but I'm just like not good at it. And yeah, that's something that I wish I could be good at. But I took lessons when I was a kid for a couple years, and my teacher just like fucking hated me. Like I would come in there and she'd be like, literally just sat with like her hand on her head like, here we go.
Oh my god.
And it would like stress me out, because then I would do worse, because I like,
right, yeah, of course.
And I'd be like, are you okay? And she's like, yeah, it's fine, I just have a migraine. Like, always had a migraine.
Do you think she didn't like you, or do you think she was just like weird,
or she didn't like teaching?
That sounds like,
well,
a
she was like
problem,
a very yeah, like classical like Russian woman, and she was very like meticulous about everything. And I just have like clumsy hands, and I don't know. Also, just like her vibe would like fuck me up. You know, I'd try to play and then I'd be like so on edge that I was like offending her, that I would be like way too in my head about it.
Oh my gosh.
So I don't know. Some days she would just have like these moods, and she was always just like, oh, fuck's sake, like this girl again. Yeah,
that... And your parents probably paying her money.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's nothing worse than a bad teacher like yeah, fucking yeah, with you. Oh, it's the way.
Yeah.
Fuck you if you're a bad teacher. Get out.
I agree. And I got fucked with so much as a kid. Like, yeah, oh my god. Especially because I'm deaf in one ear, so I would always get in trouble talking, because like it takes two to talk, but like
yeah,
I'm the one who got in trouble because I was the one who was like turning around. So like I had this reputation as like this really talk, and I was admittedly,
I mean, very... oh, and sure, there was no reality behind
no
that,
wrongdoing on my end whatsoever.
I'm just a social butterfly.
Yeah. But so I would get fucked with, but then it became this thing where like I then grew to love fucking with teachers back. Like it just created this cycle where like, all right, I knew they were gonna fuck with me, so then that just made me be more of an asshole.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Man, playing violin would be cool. It always looks so impressive. Like the way that when your hand's vibrating on it, and you're just, it's like, I'm always just like, what are you? Magic.
It's so emotive, yeah, so too, beautiful. And it's just like the tone of it is so beautiful.
Yeah.
And just same with piano. Like when you see a good pianist that's just like, oh, like so elegantly playing, it's just like kills me.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, why can't I do that?
Barbara's been taking piano classes at a community college.
At the community college.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I feel bad. I haven't gone for a while because I've been like out of town. So I hope he doesn't shame me too much when I come back. I missed my midterm.
Oh no, Barbara.
Auntie Barbie.
Oh no.
You know what the trick is? The only time I was ever good at my piano lessons was when I would sleep with NPR on, like classical music. And then the next day, I would come in there and be like pretty good. And she'd be like, oh my god, you actually practiced this week. And I'd be like, yeah.
But you would just like,
yeah,
had it, like,
because like the it's such a expressive instrument, and like the way like the weight of your fingers is so important and stuff like that. So just like listening to classical music, you know, you can feel the kind of emotion of like,
oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I mean, I really love doing it, and like I'm, you know, it takes so much work, but I feel like I'm like good at what I have done so far, but it's just like it just takes a lot of time, and I need to put in more time.
It's kind of like dancing, where it doesn't really get fun until you have a certain level of mastery, where you don't really have to think about it that much.
But it's still fun, because it's like it's basically like little problem solving each song, because they're really small songs that we're doing. We're like, I'm trying to do The Entertainer right now, which is like the most basic fucking song ever.
Yeah.
But it's just such a fun like little like math problem almost, that you're like, okay, and then I'm done, and then I'm good at it, and I know it, and I have it now. But yeah, it's I would love to like actually be good someday, you know.
Yeah.
It's gonna take a while.
Music is actually so like math based when you think about it. And a lot of people that are good at math are good at music.
That's what I like about it. It's just so like, I'm not looking at the internet. I'm not looking at a screen. I'm like just
one moment.
Yeah. Like I have this paper with me, and I'm just trying on this keyboard. It's like so nice.
You're learning a language and math at the same time.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
I still don't know how to read notes, which I should. Like I just need to put the time in. I'm always like cheating and like kind of just like being like, okay, that's two away from that, when I should just learn how to read it.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
It makes sense. What's the first? You play guitar?
Yeah.
All right, cool. When did you start playing that?
When I was 14.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, my school, it was really cool. I'd always wanted to play guitar, and I think I got one for Christmas when I was like 11 or 12, but I had it, and I was just like, just stared at it. It was like so intimidating, and I was like, I don't even know where to begin. And in seventh grade, my school actually had a guitar class as like a
nice
extracurriculum thing, and I got put into it, and I was like, fuck yeah. So yeah. I learned, you know, like three or four chords, and we had to write a song for like our final project, and that was just, then I like started teaching myself after that, because once I had those like basic things and just like touched it for the first time.
Was your song like better than everybody's?
I think it was, but it was still shit. Like, it was better than everyone else's, but we were all just
right.
The bar
was pretty low. I feel like that's gotta be hard, because in the piano class we all like hook in and have our headphones on, but I guess in guitar like you can hear everyone. So is that like hard to concentrate? I don't know.
Yeah,
I feel like it'd be kind of annoying
for sure. Just like, and it, oh god, guitar is so weird too, because like you have to get like finger strength and like
have calluses. That's why I could never do it. Yeah,
and it's just like when people are not good at it, it's like,
yeah, that's why I was there's no like so annoying. Yeah. There's people just like fucking up everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fun though. And then, yeah, I taught myself for a couple years. And then I eventually took lessons just because I wanted to learn more shit. You know, I wanted to learn how to shred and learn some of the scales.
So. Just wanted to learn how to shred.
Yeah. I came in there. I was like, teach me how to shred.
That's kind of feels so good. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So
I love it. That's awesome. Should we do another question? Should we do a song? What do we have time for? I don't know.
Let's do one more question and then we can go out to a song.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right. Where do you go when you need a minute?
Yoga.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. I'm addicted to yoga.
Nice.
Which I know is not like some cool original thing, but I just fucking...
There's a reason everybody likes it.
This is a yoga-friendly space. Barb hates it, but...
Yeah, I'm not a yoga fan. Do you do it every day?
Yeah, pretty much. Like 6 days a week.
Do you go somewhere or you just do it?
Yeah, I go to this place called One Down Dog.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We've got one right down the street.
Yeah, yeah, there's one right over here. I go to that one sometimes. But I just love it because it's like what you were saying when you play piano. It's like that 1 hour of the day where it's just like there's no phone and you're just like in your body and like feeling everything. And I'm just addicted to that feeling. It's so good.
Yeah, I agree. And like I think yoga's like I've been doing that the longest, I think, of anything I've been doing. And it definitely gives you, I think, like a really good sense of like your own body.
Exactly.
Like it helps you learn like what to do when you're doing everything else.
Yeah.
It is funny how little I like think about. I was just thinking about it recently, like just my body. You know, you don't like think about it that much. It's just kind of there and you're using it.
You're like, Sean, he's like, you're making things up. There's no such thing as expanding your chest. And I'm like, what do you mean? Yes, there is.
There is.
Like,
what?
He said I was making it up.
What? Like, you mean, like,
you're
like
have you, like, look at me, like, do you see my chest like, expanding?
Engage your core. He's like, I don't know what you're talking about. You're
weird.
Yeah, it's made me, like, and even, like, playing, like, performing, running, just every aspect of my life, I just feel so much more in touch with my body.
Connected to yourself, yeah.
Yeah, and there was this one class that I feel like really, like, just transformed me as a person, honestly. This one time, one of my yoga teachers had just come from a yoga rave that morning, and I was like, what the hell is this? And she was like, yeah, we were, like, dancing and doing yoga to the sunrise, drinking orange juice and eating granola, and I was like,
oh, I want to go to that Daybreaker.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, that's, like, the most LA shit I've ever heard, but okay. And then, so, like, halfway through class, she's like, we're doing a dance circle, and I was like... And everyone was kind of like, okay. And so we're doing this like dance circle and I'm like, oh my God, like shitting myself. I'm like, what am I going to do? I don't know how to dance. I don't know. And I just like fucking went for it. And I did the worm in front of my entire yoga class.
Yeah.
And I was like, everyone was like, oh shit. It was so liberating. Like
awesome.
To just get over that like fear of like, I'm going to fucking do the worm in front of a bunch of strangers right now.
Yeah.
And it was so, I felt like so empowered and like, fuck yeah, just getting over that like fear of being embarrassed, like if you like fall over or fall out of a headstand or like do something awkward. And doing yoga for 2 years has made me like completely just like get the fuck over all that. And it's amazing.
Awesome. That's so important to do, especially as a performer. Like you have to just be able to be like, this here's something like, stupid.
Yeah.
Totally. We did the show, or Tessa, the show I did last night, and like the the comic before me was talking about how embarrassing it is to fall. I couldn't remember what it was, but I was like, I'm going to do, I was like, okay, do this. And I did like a fake, I did a pratfall when I got up. And like, I think, did it look real?
It looked real.
Yeah, like it looked real. And I was like, yes. It felt so good.
You heard me. I was laughing. It was really funny.
It just like, but it was that thing where I was like, that's what I've been trying to do lately on stage. We're just like, fuck it. Like you know what I mean? Like do the scary thing because like, it's going to be worth it most of the time.
Yeah. Even if it like isn't, yeah, like the consequences are usually not very high.
Yeah,
it's so hard to get over that caveman part of your brain that's like, oh, if I
don't look dumb,
yeah, don't look dumb because I might get killed. And it's like, no, I'm not.
No,
yeah,
right,
no,
right,
we're fine. Like, it's, dude, yeah,
I'm like the clumsiest person ever. And there was like probably like two or three times in high school that I literally ate shit in front of like a few people. Mm-hmm. And this one time I was in the hallway alone with this one girl, mm-hmm. and I tripped in front of her, like front flipped, like tripped on my shoelace and just like ate shit. And I looked around and I was like, you can laugh. Like, I know. I know, it's funny as shit. And she burst out laughing. I was like, yeah.
I want you to laugh. Please laugh.
Yes.
It's so much worse when people just stare.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I'm like, it's funny as ever fuck. Like, I'm laughing too. Like, falling is funny. Just get the fuck over it.
Absolutely. Yeah. We all do it. We all fall.
Yeah. It's the worst when you fall really bad by yourself and there was no one to laugh. And
you're just like, yeah. I remember in college, I like separated my shoulder playing Ultimate Frisbee, but it was this amazing crash. And then it looked really cool. And I got up and I was like, you guys all saw it, right? Okay. All right, I gotta walk. And then I just walked to the ER. And everyone was like, are you all right? And I was like, I'll be back in like 5 hours.
Yeah. But I was like, I know what just happened.
I was like, it looked cool. All right, they were like, yeah, that was awesome. And I was like, all right, cool. As long as it looked cool. I just walked.
See ya. Wow.
Worth it.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Right, we will be right back. But first, a song from Tilly. Tilly, what are we going to play right now?
We are
going
to play Pink and Blue.
Which is your new single, right?
It is.
And everybody can see the video. It's out now because it's coming out. It'll be out by now. Tell us about the video.
The video is, it was really fun. It was directed by myself, Ashley Osborne, and Ryan Shehai. And it was really cool. It was a really collaborative a piece of work, really. And the inspiration was American Psycho meets, like, Tim Burton, Edward Scissorhands.
Cool.
And, cool. Yeah, you know, I kill my husband, and it was really fun to do that.
Awesome.
That sounds awesome.
All right, well, here's the song, and yeah, go check out the video online, too. We'll be back.
You've written the blueprints to our future house. Down to the paintings, got it all sketched out. I'm pretty sure you've written all your vows. But what to me, and it's last call, night fall, I'm ready to go. Do you know me at all? Hey, hey, are you listening to the words between the lines? Wait, stay, cause I need you in the tomorrow tonight. Keep thinking about all the time I wasted trying to open up your eyes. Did you ever even want to try to see things from my side? But all I want is a piece of cake on my birthday, pink and blue. You'll say we'll look back on this time and laugh. Crying out in the bedroom floor won't seem so bad when this fantasy is live and playing loud. But what good is that to me? What good is that to me? Birthday, pink and blue. Hey. Doesn't have to be so hard to give me what I need. No, it
Okay, we're back. I'm Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Tilly.
Chips.
I keep doing that. I keep throwing back too quickly.
It's all good. Tilly, do you want to give some advice?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Great.
Guys,
if you have lady problems, send them to ladytolady@maximumfun.org. Here's the theme song.
Lady problems. Lady problems. Lady problems. Do you have them? Lady problems. Do you have them? People have them.
Okay, here we go. Hey, ladies. First off, I love the show. It always helps me get through my Wednesdays at work. Okay, here's my lady problem. Back in 2008, I was living in Ohio, approximately 800 miles away from my home, and I'd recently broken up with the guy who convinced me to uproot my life and move down there. I was alone in a city I didn't really know and didn't have many friends. Luckily, one of the girls I kind of knew took me in. Literally, she gave me a place to live, and we had some really fantastic times. When I finally moved back to my home, we continued to be best friends, and she would come up to visit from time to time. But over time, it's become painfully apparent that we do not really work as besties. To begin with, she's incredibly negative and constantly devotes most of our time to chatting about her problems. I've tried to help her solve her problems, but she either comes up with an excuse as to why it's not feasible or ignores my advice flat out. When I do have a problem, she tries to constantly one-up it or says she has the same problem when it's not at all the same. Oh, that's so annoying. I'm generally an extremely optimistic and positive human being and have been actively avoiding talking to her because I cannot deal with all her negativity and self-absorption. I've gone so far as to unfollow her on Snapchat, removed her from my friends on Snapchat, or unfollow her on Facebook and removed her from my friends on Snapchat. How do I go about telling her that she's a shitty friend? I don't really want to chat with her anymore. I still value that time that we spent together, and I'm forever grateful for all the help she gave me when I so desperately needed it, but we're not compatible anymore. Do I just ghost her or flat out tell her that we're not hanging out anymore? I feel bad, but she really is shitty.
Just tell her to listen to this podcast.
Seriously.
Yeah.
That's a bad idea.
Just drop her the link.
You are not best friends.
It's Tilly here. Your friend doesn't like you anymore.
Luckily, you live in different towns, so you don't have to see her, which is really nice.
Yeah.
Because I have to say, I had a crazy person that I had to unfriend.
Right.
Yeah. And I unfriended them on everything, Facebook, and she continued to like friend my friends on Facebook, like just really weird shit. I like finally shook her. It's been like 2 years.
But you never like talked to her about it, right?
Never talked to her. I went the ghosting route. It's been like 2 years. I'm now on this like running app that I'm doing with Lauren, my running coach, and she's my only friend on it, except I get these notifications. So-and-so liked this run.
What?
Oh my God.
She found me on the running app two years later.
No.
And she commented on one of my runs. She was like, hey, lady, it's been a while, love bug. I'm like, girl, I don't like you.
Get the point. Like, when people just don't get it, it's just like, oh, it's so hard.
Yeah.
Do you need me to spell it out for you?
Right? Like, maybe she listens to this podcast. If she felt, please leave me alone.
Don't follow. She definitely does.
Yeah,
she's like stalking your running. She route. Like she definitely listens to this.
In her head, sure. Like listening to the podcast as you guys went to brunch together or something.
She right? Yeah, exactly. I know what's going on.
So I don't know. So that was the ghosting route, and she still found me. But
I mean, the thing is it's like.
of course, I would love it if speaking to somebody like this would work. Mm-hmm. It probably won't, you know. And obviously, you're done with the friendship. So your question is either, yeah, do I say something, do I not? I mean, it could help her if she realizes that the consequences are, like, losing friends, you know? Yeah. If you're like, I can't be your friend anymore because of this, like, I wish you the best, but you need to know that, like, this is going to fuck you up with friendships.
Yeah.
And bye, I'm out, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you could also just, I mean, because you don't even live in the same city, just let it kind of fizzle, and then if she asks why you're not talking to her so much, then, you know... Yeah. You can just be like, listen, like, talking to you just brings a lot of negativity in my life, and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, realistically, I would probably do that. I don't think I would be like, hey, you're shitty. Like,
yeah, I think, but you have that option in your back pocket if you need it.
If she confronts you, then I think that's when you do it. Yeah. I think you kind of, like, let this kind of, like, it's a slow
distance
fade.
Distance yourself.
It's not your responsibility to, like, to save her. It's like she, you know, she's got to realize that on her own. It's not like you can't change her.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She's doing all her, she already, that's what you do. You unfriend them on all the social media.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it comes, she seems ready to tell this girl she sucks if necessary.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think if she, like, confronts you and is shitty about it, then be like, sorry, but, like, ignore her phone calls and just kind of, I mean, just do a slow fade out, I think.
Yeah, you know, you're not, you don't have to worry about seeing her at any mutual friendships. So
just take, like, 3 days to text her back, you know. And
exactly.
Then she'll
Exactly. Yeah. You're like a guy you don't want to fuck anymore.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's probably the way to do it. Yeah, and I mean, you know, it's this happens.
Yeah,
you know, this totally happens.
Like, you guys were friends at a time when you needed it, and you know, maybe you don't.
Yeah, friendships anymore. Like ebb and flow sometimes, and you never know. Yeah. And people are in your life for a certain reason sometimes, and then you just don't fit.
Yeah,
you grow in different directions.
My grandpa told my mom something when she was younger. He was like, "If you get to be my age and you can count like 5 friends on your hand, like consider yourself lucky that are like still in your life."
Absolutely.
Because that's just the way it goes, you know. For everyone, it's just people are in your life for different periods of times, and
there are people who you'll know forever, but it's not gonna be a ton of people.
Like that's what he's saying. If you have 5 people that have been through your life, like, you're lucky.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and you don't owe her really anything. She sucks.
Yeah,
what are you gonna get out of it?
It's like, she obviously, you know, you've done what you can. There's not it's great that she helped you when you needed it, but that was a long time ago.
Sounds like you repaid that debt.
Yeah.
And if people, like, have a problem and they, like,
oh god, that's the worst.
And they just keep going with it, and it's like, dude, you're not trying to say, like, fix yourself or fix this, and it's just like, at some point, it's just like, it just gets old. It just gets so old, and it's like, I can't be a part of this anymore.
Yeah, no, you want to be around people who want to evolve, and it's just like, if they don't, then fuck off. I don't want to hear about you having the same problems over and over if you're not going to try to fix them.
And the thing of them not listening to your shit, it's also just boring.
Yeah.
It's like, you literally, there's those people where you're like, you could be saying this to a wall right now. Yeah. They're not engaging.
It's just to hear themselves talk and make it about them. Like, I have a hard and fast rule where I won't work harder for somebody than they're going to work for themselves. Mm-hmm. And it's like, nope, you don't get more effort from me. And if you're not, I can give you advice once, maybe twice. And, like, beyond that, you know what I had to say, or if you didn't listen to me, that's on you.
Yeah.
So it's just like, all right, well, good luck with everything, but don't put more energy into somebody than they're willing to put into themselves.
Definitely. You know,
and I honestly think that, like, the fade, it sounds like she's very self-absorbed, so I feel like a fade out, she isn't even gonna realize it because she's not, like, so focused on her own shit.
Like Tess said, it's like, it's like a wall, talking
to a wall. it really is
like, she'll find someone else to
latch on to. What this girl needs is a bot. We need a fucking problem bot.
Yeah.
Wow.
Platonic bot.
Yeah.
Just like they're
they just nod their head. And
absolutely.
You're so right.
Yo. No one else is crazy.
Yeah. Exactly.
Fuck him.
You're perfect.
All right, Tilly, where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me at whoistilly.com, and then all of my socials are at whoistilly, spelled T-I-L-L-I-E.
Awesome.
Hell yeah.
You can find her there, and you can see her. Do you know what your Warped Tour dates are? Like, what weeks?
Yes. We start in St. Louis on July 26th and end off in Panoma on August 6th.
Cool. So, awesome.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Sweet. And we're going to go out on another song of yours. What is this one?
This song is called Not Gonna Cry.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Are we gonna cry?
No, you're not. No, we're not gonna cry. Dude, I had this moment really quick at South by where I was really stressed, and I, like, was walking through the crowd and carrying like 30 pounds of my gear, and it's just been like kind of a rough week, and I, like, literally sat my stuff down and I was like, I'm not gonna cry. I'm not gonna cry. And I was like, Oh, did I just reference my own fucking dog? And I was just like,
yes.
Okay, I got this. I picked up my shit and like kept walking.
Hell yeah, that's awesome.
That's awesome. This is Not Gonna Cry by Tilly. Thanks so much for doing the show. Yeah.
Thanks for having me. It was an awesome
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
Bye, guys. Everybody.
Bye. Bye.
Sleep exposed it all, and now it's Friday night again, waiting for your call. But I should know by now, you're all the same, you're all the same. So I won't wait around, won't take the pain, won't take the pain.
Get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcast, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And duh, follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker, for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.